Good day. Thanks for praying with us today, December 28th, the Feast of the Holy Innocents. Today we turn first to St. Elizabeth, mother of John the Baptist. In the New Testament, St. Elizabeth appears only in the first chapter of Luke's Gospel. No one knows exactly how old she was when she gave birth to John the Baptist, except that she was thought to be beyond the normal age for bearing children. How she and Mary were related is also not known, although St. Hippolytus of Rome and the Byzantine Church believe that Mary's mother, St. Anne, and Elizabeth's mother, Sobe, were sisters. Elizabeth is mentioned in several apocryphal Gospels. According to the infancy narrative of the Gospel of St. James, when King Herod decided to kill all male babies under the age of 2, Elizabeth hid herself and the infant John in the hills, which, through God's intercession, opened up and concealed her. St. Elizabeth is the patron saint of pregnant women, and the Catholic Church celebrates her feast day on November 5th. Our Gospel recounts the arrival of the shepherds in Bethlehem. Let's listen. When the angels went away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go then to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. Luke chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. The shepherds go in haste to Bethlehem. They have an instantaneous trust in the message of the angels. The Gospels are full of this sort of spontaneous faith. The man with leprosy who came to Jesus and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." The centurion who asked that his dying servant at home be healed and was sure Jesus could do it from a distance. The sinful woman who bathed Jesus' feet with her tears, wiped them with her hair, kissed and anointed them. The blind beggar in Jericho who, when he heard Jesus was passing by, shouted, despite the people telling him to keep silent, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." Zacchaeus, who climbed a tree so that he could see Jesus. Such spontaneity with the Lord is refreshing. Sometimes I can get a bit too formal when I relate to the Lord. If right now I were to be spontaneous, totally uninhibited, what would I say to the Lord? Spend some quiet time with the Lord.